Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the series that we are doing on the Hanuman Chalisa. I'm your host, Aditya AJ. And firstly, I am really happy that many of you are enjoying this series on the Hanuman Chalisa, which is a powerful prayer in the path of bhakti, devotion, that was written about 600 years back by a sage and poet called Tulsidas. And so in this series, I am one by one explaining these stanzas and interpreting based on my understanding and my research what it means and the implications of these words in our life. And so far, we have not even started with the Hanuman Chalisa. We were just covering the preamble or the stuff that comes before we start, or the preparation, so to speak. And today we're going to start with the actual Hanuman Chalisa. But before that, thank you for the messages and the emails that you have sent from those of you that are tapping into this powerful source of positive energy. And I'm noticing that many of you want to get started or want to learn how to tap into this vibrance at your own home when you have some time. Keeping in mind that the Hanuman Chalisa is written in a language called Avadhi, which is more of an ancient language. It's not even Hindi. It's an older language. And maybe you'll find it hard, especially if you don't know Hindi, to learn it. But fear not. Take it one day at a time, and eventually you'll get there, because nothing is impossible. That being said, for those of you that want to get started, I would recommend you start chanting Rama, 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 Rama. This is called Naam Jap. Naam Jap. And in the Kali Yuga that we are in right now, these modern times, this is the most powerful way, other than actually reciting the Hanuman Chalisa, to experience the power and the healing qualities that are available. Now, the reason why Rama, 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 Rama chanting this is so powerful is because, like I said in a previous episode, Hanuman is a big devotee and a dasa, a servant of Rama. And he has an abundance of love for Rama. So if you chant Rama, Rama with an earnest heart and keeping in mind that one goal or that one intention that you want, then no matter where in the multiverse Hanuman is in right now, that interdimensional being, he's going to sense it and you'll get the same benefits, even though you do not know the Hanuman Chalisa. All right, so you can actually get started right now, depending on the time of the day and choosing how many minutes you'd like to do this chanting for. Let's say you want to do it for 5 minutes. You can pick a regular spot in your home where you sort of connect with. You sit down and you just say, Rama, Rama, Rama. Now, the correct way to pronounce it is not Ram, and nor is it Rama. It's not Rama, not Ram. And the way that you know you're doing it correctly is by saying Mara. Mara, 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 Mara. You get it? And once you tap into this sense of vibration, you'll feel it all over your body. You'll feel it in your heart, in your chest, in your legs, in your shoulders, in your head. You keep doing it. Rama, 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 Rama. And there's a different level of trance that you get into. This magnificent medicine that taps into your whole being, puts you in a state of bliss. You do it for 7 minutes or 11 minutes. Rama, 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 Rama. You close your mind. I mean, close your eyes. And then you have that thing that you want, whether it is getting rid of an addiction or whether it is a job that you want to apply for or whether you want to let go of your financial challenges. What about the difficulty or obstacle that you are trying to overcome or completely obliterate? You have Rama, 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 Rama in your heart, in your mind, and you'll tap into that source, that stream of vibrance, I promise you. Okay, with that out of the way, you know how to get started. Let's start with today's stanza, which is Jai Hanuman Gyan Guna Sagar Jai Kapi Sati Hulok Ujagar. That's how it starts. Now, Jai Hanuman Gyan Guna Sagar. What does that mean? Jai Hanuman. Now, Jai Hanuman is a very interesting and deep meaning. Hanuman is the name of the deity, and Jai means victory. But if you know Sanskrit, you would know that Vijay and Jai, these are two very similar sounding words. Vijay and Jai. What is the difference? There's a subtle difference. Because this particular prayer says Jai Hanuman. It doesn't say Vijay Hanuman Gyana Guna Sagar. Vijay means victory over another person. Vijay means victory over another person. Another person, another group of people, and victory over the opponent.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Jai means victory over yourself. Because the truth is that victory over the other person is dependent on so many factors. I mean, you might just be more powerful than them, more gifted than them, more intelligent than them. There's so many factors, right? You might have more karma points over them. And so you might be victorious over the other person. But Jai means that you have won over yourself. You have won over your past self. You are victorious over who you were 1 year down, you know, before, or 2 years before, or 3 years before. Jai is a more positive way of looking at things. To win over ourselves, to win over our limitations, to win over our bad habits, to win over our obstacles. That's powerful. All right, so that's how it starts. Jai Hanuman Gyana Guna Sagar. Gyana Guna Sagar. What does this mean? Gyana means knowledge. Guna means virtue. Sagar means ocean. Hanuman is an abundance of knowledge because he has spent millennia, lifetimes, mastering certain subjects, including the Vedas, mastering and acquiring knowledge of a number of different topics. All right, so he was known for his knowledge. But tell me, what happens when a normal individual acquires suddenly almost a lot of knowledge? All right, because especially in today's world, with knowledge comes power. With power, there's a danger, comes a lot of ego. The conception that you are above everybody else. Look into your own life, or maybe what you see on television, in the news. When somebody acquires large amounts of knowledge and power over a short period of time, they begin to assume that they are ascended masters, or they are above the others, or they are extremely powerful, or they have the ability to control the other people or groups of people, right? So that's why this poem, it says, Gyana Guna Sagar. So he's an ocean of not just knowledge, but he's an ocean of good virtues. And one of his most powerful virtues was his humility. On a number of occasions, even though he's so powerful, he's so intelligent, he's so knowledgeable, he's always serving people. He's always at the feet of even those people that have less knowledge than him, less gifts than him, and are quote-unquote less gifted than him, right? So that's hard, to be of service in front of another individual or human being who to the world is less gifted than you are. How do you serve in that place, right? So Hanuman teaches us that no matter what type of job you're doing, or what role you're playing right now, or what area in your life you find yourself in, we do that work with the greatest amount of humility. Because from humility comes magnificence. People start respecting you. They start looking up to you. Right? So, Gyana Guna Sagar. When Hanuman first met Rama, he decided that he was Rama Dut, and Dut means messenger. But when he met Sita, which is Rama's wife, after a certain point, he decided that his true role was not of Rama Dut, it was Rama Dasa, which is the servant. Right? So he had that servant mindset. That servant mindset is what a lot of us need in today's age. Right? That deep level humility, no matter where you are in the world and who you're interacting with, you know, it speaks volumes. And then it goes on to say, Jai Kapisa Tihu Lok Ujagar. Jai Kapisa. Kapisa means King of the Vanaras. King of the Vanaras. Now, in a previous episode, I explained what Vanara means. A lot of times, people assume that Vanara means monkey. And in many cases, they have assumed that Hanuman is a monkey, which is absolutely untrue. Because we're talking about an epic, an aspect of history that happened over or before 6000 BC at least. We're talking about 8000 years back at least. So at that point, according to this epic, there was a species, if you may, that was called Vanara. Vanara means one, Nara. Nara means human, humanoid, and Vana means forest. So this points out to a species, a human-like species that used to live far out in the forests. And so Hanuman is the king of this species called Vanara. But some of you might say, well, he was never a king. All right, so why are they calling him a king? Well, the truth is that he wasn't a king by position, but because people loved him so much, respected him so much, trusted him so much, they bowed down in respect, and he was known as the king of the hearts. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd prefer to be a king of the hearts rather than king by role or by position, because people, when they respect you, they will follow you because they trust you, that you have their interest in your heart. So, Jai Kapisa, Tihu Loka Ujagar. Now, the simple meaning of this is when he comes into your life, then all dimensions of your livelihood become illuminated. He brings about, through his energy, a sense of illumination, where a certain aspect of your life maybe was in darkness. All of a sudden you realize there's opportunity, there is light, there is sight in that area, that dimension of our lives, right? Because a lot of times it's very hard for us, especially as we're starting this new year, 2024, to have balance in every aspect of our life. It's difficult. Right, you have your job or your career, you got your business, you got your spirituality, you got health and your relationships and your social life and your sexual life and your children. So you have all these different areas of your life. And a lot of times, no matter how smart we are, we might make progress in one area and we find ourselves lacking in the other, right? It's hard to manage, hard to establish balance.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
But what this is saying, that when Hanuman comes into your life, all the dimensions of your life open up. They get illuminated effortlessly because of his powers. So the next one goes, Ramaduta Atulita Baladhama Anjani Putra Pavanasuta Nama. Okay, so Ramaduta Atulita Baladhama means Atulita Bhala Dhamma means he has strength and power that is infinite. Bhala Dhamma, he possesses an insurmountable amount of power. Now, this power does not necessarily mean physical power, although, yes, we're talking about physical, but beyond the physical, we're talking about the tenacity, we're talking about the resilience, we're talking about the determination, right? Because a lot of times you might not be the strongest person in the fight. You might not be the strongest, physically strongest person, but there's something to say about a person who gets knocked down but keeps getting up. You know, you get knocked down, you keep standing up, you get knocked down, you keep coming back, you keep coming back, you keep coming back. And no matter what happens, you keep coming back. You know, you get knocked down 7 times, you rise the 8th. So I think this is the type of power that is really, really precious and powerful, right? The ability to be resilient, to stand back no matter what happens to you, to just rub the dust off your shoulders and come back, right? That is a real, you know, power that people are afraid of. Because here you have this individual that doesn't look powerful, that doesn't seem physically strong, but mentally this person is there. So Hanuman instills that sort of power in the individual. And then towards the end, we talk about Anjani Putra Pavana Suta Nama. Anjani Putra, Anjani was his mother, is his mother. And there are stories that talk about how the love that Anjani, the mother, has for her offspring, for her son. And that goes to any mother, right? The bonding that is there between a mother and a son or a mother and a daughter is one of the most powerful bonds that there exists. Pavana Sutanama means that his father, now he's not his real father. His real father was somebody named Kesari. But Pavana Sutanama is his spiritual father, which was the wind. So they say that Hanuman possesses the strength and the force of the wind. You know, sometimes when you're deep in meditation and you're connecting with Hanuman, you might notice a breeze. And that's when you know that Hanuman is nearby or is connected with you, no matter where you are in the multiverse. And the other thing about this is, you'll notice in this, in Hanuman Chalisa, there are many instances where we're just praising Hanuman. And you might wonder, why are we praising him? Why are we reminding him of who he is? Well, that's because at one point in his life, especially when he was younger, he had so much power and he had so many gifts and he was so intelligent. He had all these different qualities as a child. But in one such occasion, he did something that made some of the sages angry. Now, you'll notice in a lot of these books in the Vedas and the ancient texts, there are many occasions where if a sage gets angry, they need some anger management. They cannot control their anger. And a lot of times they might just curse. They put a curse on somebody. So one of the sages, apparently, because he was so mischievous, and he didn't realize it, right? He had this childlike innocence. But they put a curse on him, on Hanumana, saying that for a long time, you will be unaware of your own strength. Right? So you have this strength, you have these gifts, but you have short-term memory, your memory loss. So you will be unaware of your strength, and the only way by which you will remember your glory, your strength, your true power is if somebody reminds you of who you truly are. All right? And so that is why in the Hanuman Chalisa, with an earnest heart, with a sincere heart and sincere mind, with a deep, deep connection to Hanuman, if you remind him of his powers, then no matter where in the multiverse he is, where in the multi-dimensional reality he is, he's going to remember. And he's going to connect you. And he is, without a doubt, going to provide you everything you need in order to get to where you need to. If you're still listening, it means you are an awesome human being. If you like this episode, make sure you immediately, right now itself, before you forget, write me an email, aj@my7chakras.com. And tell me how you like this episode. Tell me if something resonated with you. Tell me if this episode brings up something in your mind or taps into some memory from the past. And also, please, please, please share this episode. I have received the word from Hanuman that more people need to come across this for the good of humankind so that people get the support, the inspiration, and the motivation that they need in order to feel loved and to generate that inner brilliance.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.